USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has narrowly confirmed New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland to become the next Secretary of the Interior. The final vote was 51 to 40. Haaland will now become the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary. At least three people are dead and six more injured after a car drove up onto a sidewalk in downtown San Diego. Witnesses say the driver drove up onto the sidewalk and into a group of people under an overpass. Authorities say most of those people were homeless. The driver is being held on charges of vehicular manslaughter and driving under the influence. And the Boston Marathon says it will have room for 20,000 entrants when the pandemic-delayed race takes place on October 11th. That's down from the 30,000 runners who registered for the eventually canceled 2020 edition of the race. The Boston Athletic Association says it's trimmed the size of the field to allow for social distancing, especially at the start and finish lines. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Several Republican lawmakers visited the southern border on Monday amid the current immigration crisis. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, a California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility that was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet, 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Prime Minister of Estonia has become the latest head of state to test positive for COVID-19. Kaja Kallas announced Monday that she would carry out her duties from home while she isolates, saying she isn't sure how she became infected. Estonia is one of several European countries who have seen new infections and hospitalizations from COVID spike in the last few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The New York Assembly is looking to hire outside lawyers to assist with their impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo. He faces sexual harassment allegations from seven women, with the state's attorney general opening an investigation into those charges. The FBI is also investigating the governor's office, looking into its handling of COVID in the state's nursing homes. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Monday that state and city officials would continue to work together, but reiterated his call for Cuomo to step down.
Look, as I've said, our teams, no matter what's going on in Albany, our teams keep talking and working together best possible, and our healthcare teams as well with the Albany healthcare team, and we're all going to keep moving forward. But that said, what's happening in Albany is making it harder to get things done. And, you know, that's why I think change is needed there.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also called for Cuomo's resignation, saying he's lost the ability to govern the state effectively.
Well, certainly confronting and overcoming the COVID crisis requires focused, steady, sure leadership. And I commend the brave actions of the individuals that have come forward to speak of serious allegations of misconduct and abuse. And because of the multiple credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it's clear that Governor Cuomo has lost the confidence of his governing partners as well as the people of New York. That's why I believe that the governor has to resign.
Governor Cuomo has said on several occasions that he has no intention of stepping down. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.